in authoritarianism is this stuff right here. The FBI raided former National Security Advisor John Bolton's home. Here's just a bit. Quote, the FBI raided the Maryland home of John Bolton, President Trump's former National Security Advisor, on Friday morning, yesterday. Why this matters? Because Bolton has been a vocal critic of the president after working in the first administration. Now, Donald Trump has said he didn't know anything about that. Do you believe that? I don't believe that. And there's been no crime charged. It's literally the president pushing his weight around to anyone who disagrees with him. It's very Putin-esque. Now, funny enough, you know who was on the scene? George Conway, and also a Trump critic, and he was live streaming it while it was happening. So I've got George here right now to talk to us about what this all means. And before we get to that, if you could please like this and subscribe, it would mean so much. Thanks. I do have here, this one I want to start off with. You say, and the Bulwark kind of quoted you here, said there's no law, not even a pretense of objectivity. There are only friends and enemies. This is Putinism, and it's happening right here today.
Did I say that today? I
don't remember. Yeah, it's your face is on it.
It may be something else. I think it may be a quote attributed, it should have been attributed to somebody else. I don't remember saying that, but I thoroughly agree with it.
Okay.
So, I mean, this is basically the use of government power. You know, the Nazis did this. Putin does this. The Soviets did this. Authoritarian regimes use the power of the state and use the power of criminal investigation to disadvantage, punish, jail. Think of Navalny. Their enemies and people who dissent. So this is classic.
Do you feel like there's anything that can be done about this, or is this just like a new normal and we just have
I mean, it is kind of the new normal because the public is being conditioned to accept things that would have been absolutely unacceptable in years past, and bit by bit there seems to be an increased tolerance to it, whether it be the abuse of the Justice Department to protect Donald Trump from the Epstein files, or the use of National Guardsmen and the attempt to take over in D.C. and the attempt to take over the D.C. Police Department and the sending of people to concentration camps abroad without due process. I mean, all of this is just classic authoritarianism. And a lot of it's performative, to be sure. I mean, these troops here in D.C. aren't really doing anything useful. They're standing around public monuments. Mostly, although occasionally, the federal police forces get to beat up somebody they're arresting. But other than that, they're mostly just here for show at Union Station and on the Mall. And that's a lot of what authoritarians do. A lot of what they do is performative. They create false problems, or they exaggerate existing problems, and then they look for a scapegoat. And then they say, we need to use powerful force and coercion to protect the people from the dangers that they exaggerate. And that's what they're doing here. Now, you know, to the extent it's performative and silly, you can just sort of dismiss it. But the problem is, it's expanding the power of government in ways that we heretofore never taught it. And it, and it,